Well, Michael, good to meet you.
Yeah, thank you. Glad to be here.
And you won't be here for much longer. Sounds like you're wrapping up in just over a month's time.
Yeah, I've put my notice in this morning. I'm kind of continuing working with the business until Christmas.
Yep.
Then I'll move into my forever holiday.
That's a good way to put it. Okay, so what made you decide on Bloomfield? How did Bloomfield happen?
In about 2014 and 16, there's a bit of a mining boom going on and a shortage of tradesmen, and I decided I'd give it a go and come over here pretty green.
Given
the opportunity by the Bloomfield group down there at Four Mile.
And what were your early days like when you first got here? How'd you find the place?
They're a little bit different to now. They're not a great deal of different. Still working on probably the same machines. Here at Bloomfield. Although it was different from my previous employment, it was the same sort of thing, like right from my working career. The men here are terrific.
Yeah.
Even the CEO, he'll come up and talk to you, and the owners, the Cants back then, they'll come into the workshop and he'd stride through him and he'd stop and have a chat with you and ask you why you're doing something a certain way, and if he was happy with your answer, it was good. That's the culture in the place that they build. That's what we care and we deliver, they say.
Yeah. I suppose when a culture is created in a business, an organisation, you've seen people come, people come and go, but when you see new people start here, do you get a sense that that's part of the recruitment, that they recruit people that have that attitude?
Yeah. You learn pretty quickly what a person's like.
Yeah.
Whether they've got the culture that's going to fit in. And I've always enjoyed mentoring the apprentices and bringing them through. You take them from leaving school where they think they're invincible, they're on top of the tree, and they start working, really you're down here again.
Yeah.
And you watch them develop over the term of the 4 years, and then whether they want to continue on in this line of work or go somewhere else, that's completely up to them.
Yeah.
You can normally see pretty quickly whether they're going to continue on or not.
Yeah. Have you sensed any changes either in the market or, how Bloomfield has operated, has survived? Have you seen any tough times over the times you've been here?
There's tough times at the moment, trying to get any sort of employee to come into the business. We used to knock out some of the best apprentices in the land, if not whole of Australia. And they've gone on now to be leaders in their field as well. A lot of them have got their own businesses.
Yeah.
I'd love to get half a dozen of them back.
Yeah, you could do with a few more.
Yeah. I think everyone could do with a few more employees.
Yeah.
At the moment, it's probably not the best time for the business to be retiring and moving on.
Well, tell me about the sort of the friendships you've developed over the years.
Yeah, well, we're all pretty close. I'm a boilermaker, like I said, and all the boilermakers down there are pretty close.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of them get together on a Sunday evening and go out for dinner at the local clubs around here.
Yeah.
Get together and have coffee on weekends, and we've got a social club a couple of times a year we get together as a group.
Yeah, and have you got together as families as well? Because I know Bloomfield like to connect the families as well.
Well, they always have the family day here, which is a big social event, and a lot of the retired people come back to that as well. And
what do you make of that?
Oh, it used to be great, and especially at the Christmas shows. You get the old bloke to hobble in, and he's in his 80s, and they go, oh, is that Jimmy?
He's still here.
still going all right.
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah.
The family atmosphere of the company, the business.
And you said you could have kept going at Tomago or a place like Tomago.
Yeah.
Tell me about how you reflect on the move here. Are you glad you did it?
Yeah, well, it wasn't for the money. The money was the same at the time.
Mm-hmm.
It was about a change of experiences and about myself, I suppose, being in the same job for 21 years and, I could do that. That's no troubles, and do it blindfolded.
Yeah.
I wanted to challenge myself, see if I can do something different.
Yeah. It's a good thing to do, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, sort of force ourselves out of our comfort zone a bit.
Yeah, my word. That's what it was.
Yeah.
Meeting a whole heap of new people and doing something that's completely different to what you were doing before.
Yeah, good on you.
Same but different.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a good balance between, sort of putting yourself in a different environment but still knowing
that's right.
What you're good at. Yeah. Well, Michael, all the best. It's great to meet you. I'm glad you can come across today and have a chat.
Interesting.
Yeah.
It's good.
Good to talk. Thanks, mate.
Thank you very much.
Cheers.